Welcome to the Yoimi Yerushalmi. The Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out to check for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos, Daf Nun Ches, and the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. And the Gemara starts speaking about the first Melacha that the Mishnah mentioned, the Melacha of Harisha, of plowing. And we're starting now Daf Nun Zayin with Beis, seven lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Kama Chayachu Shvi Chayav, how much one will plow, and it will be Chayav as Melacha and Shabbos. What is the minimum amount? Rav Matyo Ma'akede Lito Krisho. The amount it takes to plant one seed of leek. To plant one sprout of wheat. Says the Gemara, and I'm going to learn in the Mishnah Lekamon. The Gemara is bringing this now to show that Harisho, plowing, is different than Hoitzo, than taking out from one Rishus to another. Because there it speaks about Hoitzo. When you have an Hoitzo, Zerek Kishuim Shnaim. If you're taking out a seed of Kishu, Kishu is a type of a pumpkin or a melon. Two, if you take out two, is his chayav. Less than two, your potter. Zera diluim, the seeds of pumpkins, gourds, shnayim, also two. Zera poila mitzri, the zera of the Egyptian bean, is also shnayim. Has to be at least two. But when we talk about harisha, we said even what? Tani chitim midoyos shtayim. Also, the seeds, the wheat kernels, two wheat kernels from madai, is chayav. Shmuel b'shem zero. Chitim al deishim chaviv is chitim because they're so chaviv, they're so enjoyable, they're so chashuv. Everybody likes them. Says the Gemara of Chesam Udalef, asu osom keshar zirayin neginu sheinim necholim. Meaning, even though usually food has to be the size of edible, which is usually a gregarious size of a fig, here we're going based on the seeds, even though it's something which is edible. You treat it like any other zirayin neginu, any other seeds of a garden, which are not necholim, that you go based on the minimum amount of two seeds, because chitim are so chaviv. Says the Gemara now, the kol dovah shula noyes akarka chay mishum chayrish. Anything that benefits the karka it goes under the category of chayrish, of plowing. And the Gemara now brings a few examples. Hachoyfer, someone who digs. Hachoyretz, someone who makes a ditch. Hanoyetz is someone who inserts a pole into the ground. Hamidayer is someone who puts a dung into the ground, into the field. Hameadir is someone who hoses. Hamizabil, fertilized. Hamechabit is sweeps. Hamirabit is sprinkles. Hamifapea gushim, someone who sprinkles blocks. Hamivayer bacharoshim, he clears up the forest. Hamatzis is saur becharishas kanim ubeagam tmoim. He puts fire into places of reeds and places where you have dates. He does that either so he'll be able to plow better, to plant something else, or they're going to grow better. Ukrav Zehiro that said Amasamayim Shemachsherish Zadeo Lizriel. That's a machlekes which is brought down in Meseches Moed Katon. And it says over there, you now do Amasamayim Mishris, and I'll make a place to flow of water on Shemito. And the reason, the question is why not? So Zehiro says, because when you dig the hole for the water and you put the earth on the sides, you're preparing the sides and making it a little softer, and it's going to be used to plant in it. So according to the Shito of Rav Zehiro, that's another way of doing Harisho. Hamisakel, someone who removes rocks from the field. Haboine Madregris, he creates steps to plant on them, says the Ruchayim name of Chazonish. You're planting on these steps. Hamimales and Nikoyim Shetachas Azeisim, he fills up the holes, the circles which are around the olive trees, fills them with water, and that makes it more easier to plant and to grow. Similarly, he makes circles around the vines. Anything that benefits the land, is all under the category of chayrish, of plowing. Someone who cooks a nevelo, a dead animal in Yom Tov, he's not like it. Why? It's not something you can eat. Shehutur mechal bishul b'yontov. Because once you're allowed to cook regular meat on yontov, so all bishul is mutter, including bishul of nevela, which is something you're not allowed to eat. Shem lakishayim loike. You get malchus. Shehutur mechal bishul l'achila b'vad. He argues. He says you don't say mitoch shehutur because it's mutter for one, it's mutter for all. It's mutter only for the main purpose they're allowed to do in yontov. So if the only thing you're allowed to cook is something which is edible, something which is not edible, you're not allowed to cook, and it's over the iser on yontov of cooking.
So
I asked Abu Amel according to Abu Yochanan, Me'ato, according to you, the same to shuhutro, and that's what it's going to get to our sugyo, talking about plowing. According to you, a choresh b'yontov, ain't a loikis. Someone who plows in yontov should not get malkis. Shuhutro, mechlal chavish b'yontov, because we do find chavish in yontov. What do we find chavish in yontov? We have in the beginning, Maseches Beitza, that someone who shechts a chayo and oif b'yontov, which Shammai says he can dig with a decker, can dig with a shovel, and cover the blood with earth. And Basil saying Allah and Diglichatrila only once the shovel is already in the ground from before Yom Tov. And they weren't now understand, so what's the reason you allowed to b'chal do this covering of the blood? Because the essay of Kisui Adam is Doich the Loisase, the Lav, the Isser of plowing. So you're allowed to do it. So once you're allowed to do it, you should be able to plow always, because mitoch shehutcho, once you have a heter to do one type of plowing, all plowing should be allowed, according to Svar of Rabbi Yochanan, the ones you could do cooking, all cooking is allowed. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, B'shem Avilo, lohutcho charisha kedarko. No, charisha is not allowed. It's not because Esse is doich loisase, it's not because the Esse of Kisui Adam is doich loisase. But the reason why it's allowed is because he's doing it shelo kedarko. He's not going to be covering the blood the normal way he does on a regular day. He's doing it with shinui. He's doing it in a different way. Because he's doing it a different way, the only issur is issur d'rabbanon. And a case of a mitzvah is mutar, but not because esed doich loisase, it's not really mutar. The reason why you could do it over there is because it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. What is melacha shein tzricha legufa? It's a machlekes. Reb Shimon against Reb Yudo. If you have a melacha which you don't really need that melacha, you don't need the melacha for the purpose of that melacha, you need the melacha for something else. Is it aser or not? According to Reb Yudo, it's still aser. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. So here, when he's plowing, he's taking out the earth in order to cover the blood. He doesn't need the actual plowing. He needs the earth for the purpose of the blood. So that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. The melacha is not needed for the purpose of the melacha itself. That's why it's mutar. But if you hold not like Reb Shimon, so nichanami chavisha is aser. So we don't ever find the chavisha which is mutar. That's what you said. You explained that Mishnah goes only according to Reb Shimon. And you want to say that anybody who argues with Reb Shimon will not agree with that Mishnah? He said the name of Rameir. We find throughout Shas 24 things that Bichama are more makel than Bisil. One of them is what? Which one? This Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. That according to Bichama, you're allowed to take the earth and cover the blood. And according to Bisil, you're not allowed to unless you have something which is ready over there. But you want to tell me the only one who says you're allowed to do such a thing is only Reb Shimon. Anybody who argues with Reb Shimon holds there's no machlekes Bichama Bisil in this case. So if so, Neimer Sim Shloisha, according to you, you have one thing missing from the list of 24. Instead of being 24 things, it should be only 23 things. So he says, no. Rameir agrees with Reb Shimon. Rameir does not disagree with Reb Shimon regarding Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo, and he agrees that Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo is Pater. And really, he agrees that this Machlekes B'Cham B'Sil is still there, and it's included in the list of 24. But we learned earlier regarding a psil, regarding a wick, that someone who extinguishes the candle, because he's afraid of something, he's afraid because maybe goyim are coming. Rabbi says he's potter. Why is he potter? Because it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. He doesn't actually need the extinguishing of the wick. He just doesn't want to have a light over here. So something more. What do we say over there? We said Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Shtem Amru Dover Echad. That was the statement that the Gemara said there. The Rabbi Yisrael agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Namer, according to you, they should have said Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Shloshtem Amar Davar Echad. According to you, Rabbi Meir also agrees with Rabbi Shimon. So it's not only Rabbi Shimon, and not only Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, it's also Rabbi Meir. So why is that included in the list, not included in that cloud? So the Gemara now goes on to another direction. The Gemara wants to say that maybe even a Rabbanan that argued with Rabbi Shimon, and they hold Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufo, is also Midaraiso. They agree in this case because it needs to be some tzayich, a little bit of a tzayich. But in a case where you're taking earth to cover the blood, which there's no tzayich at all in the plowing, so then maybe they agree that he's potter. And he may lewat, elamili tzayich and rabbanon, something the rabbanon were questioning. Pshita lechayin, for you, this is clear. The rabbanon are not arguing with Shimon in this case. According to Reb Chaim, we take away the next sentence. Pshita lechayin, tzayich and lechayin. And the Gemara now goes to explain. Kotzar letzayich asovim. Someone who harvests, cuts off, and he cuts off because he needs the grass. That's why he's cutting it. So chayim mishum kreitzer. Clearly, it's chayim mishum kreitzer. Ve'einu chayim mishum miyape esakarka. There he has no intention at all to make the karka better, and therefore he's not chayav on harisha, on plowing. But he's chayav for koitzer, because he did cut. But we have a question. This lashon of the Yerushalayim means the only question you have is katzul yaper sakarka. He cut off the grass, but he had no intention for the grass itself. He did it to make the karka better. He did it for the purpose of plowing. Is it chayav also for koitzer when he doesn't really need the grass for koitzer? So the Gemara's Mesupak regarding Koitzer, if he didn't really need it, is you chayav it or not? That was a question the Gemara had. He's saying, according to you, there's no question. Rabbanan agree. In that case, you're potter. Similar to what we're saying, there a person is plowing in order to cover the blood, it's not chayav, not only according to Mishimi, even according to Rabbanan. So in other words, because Rabbanan had a question, for you it's pashut. And that's why you have a way to explain the Mishnah and Beitzim, even according to Rabbanan. He says, no. If you tamer the Abshimino, could be that's whole question is according to Abshimino. Don't bring a raya from the question that we just mentioned. The question we just mentioned could be according to Rabbi Shimon who holds melacha shein tzich lagufo potters. And this we ask, in this case, when he's actually doing ksira, he has in mind to make the karka better, is that potter chayav according to Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbanan, it's potter this chayav. Because according to Rabbanan, any melacha that you do, you chayav, even if you're intending for something else. The Gemara brings a similar concept. Omar avanu milayim de Rabbanan misayel l'Rabbeisi. Bring a raya to Rabbeisi. You have a fish, and he squeezed the fish. Because he's doing it just to enjoy the fish. He doesn't want to have water in it. Or he's a potter. He's potter on dash. Dash is squeezing. He's not having squeezing. He has no interest in the liquid coming out of the fish. It's here, but if he's doing it, I think it's here. Chayav, then he's chayav. So you see over here that when someone has no intention at all, it is, he's potter. And Gemara understands that's even according to Rabbanon. So Gemara, no, I feel tamer de b'shimini. That's only according to b'shimini we're asking, is this melacha shetzuch leguf or not? Demar, that we spoke about. Meaning according to Rabbanon, this is for sure chayav, because any melacha shetzuch legufo, there's no question about it that you chayav according to Rabbanon. So you wanted to come and tell me that the Mishnah in Beitza maybe it goes according to Rabbanon and not only according to b'shimini. So Gemara, no, that's not true. There's no place, we never had any tzad to say that according to Rabbanon, melacha shetzuch legufo, that you will be he'll be potter. Even if he has no intention at all, he'll be chayav. Only according to Shimon, you could say the melacha shetzuch leguf potter. So the only way to explain the Mishnah in Beitza will be according to Reb Shimon. With this, we conclude Yushal Mishabes Davron Ches.